Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit us today.
Now let's begin to understand the higher paths available for the Aries Ascendant. And for those already know a little bit about Vedic astrology, this is Mesha Lagna. Okay, so here now we have covered or combined the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas, as well as the four types of seeking that a human being has, that is dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Okay, so in the Aries ascendant or Mesha Lagna, it plays out like this. There is rajas and dharma in the first house, which means to say they will ask the why in this first house. They will need to know their path and purpose first, need to find path, purpose and direction in life. Aries ascendant people are governed by this. The quality is rajasic, meaning the energy is constantly moving, passions, drives. Mercury and Venus will be the predominant ones. They are rajasic planets. And it is dharmic, meaning it needs to find the why. Dharma means to find the conceptual meaning of whatever it is placed in. So they want to find the conceptual meaning of why they are here. That's why it's the beginning sign in the zodiac. In the second house, the Aries ascendant will have rajas and artha. Now you will see a pattern here. It goes from dharma to next artha to kama, then moksha. Again, it starts from dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Then last one, again dharma, artha, kama and moksha houses. The rajas and tamas qualities and sattvic qualities keep changing throughout the houses, as you can see. Okay, coming back to the second house of Aries ascendant. The second house has rajas and artha. Artha meaning, if you remember, otherwise you can rewind this video, artha means to find the means to do things, to see the tools needed for that. So the Aries ascendant in the second house of home and family is trying to find the how, recognizing resources and abilities they are trying to find in the second house, in their home and family, in their ways of earning wealth, because second house also stands for wealth. We covered that earlier. You can again rewind this video. That's why I have covered this in every video. The Aries ascendant in the third house has got the energies of rajas and kama. Kama means desires, fulfillment of desires, where the desires begin. It is rajasic in nature, that means it is always moving. So for the Aries ascendant, the first three houses are all rajasic, means they keep changing in the Aries ascendant throughout life. They're always moving in these particular houses. Whatever these three houses stand for, you can look back. They will keep moving and constantly shifting and changing because they have rajasic quality to them. Okay, we are understanding higher levels here. So, and it's the rajas and kama, means the desires always keep changing. The what is what they are addressing here. The what of discovering skills, discovering their desires, and discovering their abilities and communications. That's what happens in the third house. In the fourth house, in the one of the foundational houses, like I said, all these blue shaded areas are kendra houses or foundational houses. That's the first moksha point or the first liberation point for Aries ascendant happens in the fourth house. What does it mean? The first moksha or the first for what happens with the connecting of the heart. So the Aries people, whatever they want to find, Aries ascendant, they have to find it in their heart, in their home, because fourth house also stands for home. It also stands for mother. The heart energy itself is the fourth house. So that falls here for them. That's why their moksha karaka, or the way they will attain the first point of liberation, there are three. The first point is, the first kind of for what is connection with the heart for Aries ascendant. Remember, these are ascendants, these are not your sun signs as per Western astrology, okay? In the fifth house, the Aries ascendant will have sattva and dharma. So sattva and dharma, sattva meaning what? They are taking sattvic qualities, sattvic and dharmic. That means they are asking two questions at the same time, the why and the how. Which means it falls in the fifth house, so they are using creativity, intelligence and education as the means of deriving answers to the two questions they ask themselves, the why and the how. Remember, even in the first house, the Aries ascendant asked the why. So are they asking even in the fifth house? But how appears here along with the why? That means these two combined will appear here. So here they are beginning to mature. They are beginning to understand what they need to implement in their life to move forward. What kind of education they need. In what kind of field they need. What would they really like to do? First kama. The discovery of the first desire happens for the Aries in the third house. That's what they will all combine, the first, third, and bring it to the fifth. The for what, they have already answered. They need to first make a connection with their heart. In the sixth house for the Aries ascendant is tamas and artha. Meaning, what does this translate to? Tamasic sign wants to ground. It wants to make it practical, earthly. Artha means to find means and meaning. That means they are asking the questions, the what and the where. What do I do and where do I do this? That means in the sixth house, it stands for work and routines. In the sixth sign of Virgo, it stands for work and routines. So they need to make sure they're finding the answers to this question successfully. The what and the where, which comes after the education, obviously. In the seventh house of spouse, marriage, business partnerships, legal contracts, everything, comes Rajas and Kama for the Aries ascendant. That means the who. Who is fulfilling my need for connection, need for companionship, need for the other with whom I can closely work in my life through all the life struggles, through all the business, through all the legal contracts. Everything about the seventh house is Rajas and Kama, therefore this will also be moving. Rajas is a passionate energy governed by Mercury, governed by Venus. And Kama is again Moon as well as Venus. So we can go planetary later on, but just saying to you that the Rajasic energy of desire moves for Aries in the seventh house. In the eighth house, for the Aries ascendant, this tamas and moksha, this is the second moksha point. The first moksha point for what was connection with the heart. Next, they need to ask after their marriage, after their relationships, and after their legal or marital contract is done, they need to ask the second for what. That means they need to find their core desires. So what are they here to do? Why did they get married? Or why did they have this business or partnership? They need to find that. That is the second finding that happens in the eighth house for them. In the ninth house, the Aries ascendant has sattva and dharma, meaning they need to understand the higher meanings by asking three different questions here. So this is an evolution here. Till now, first they ask the why, then they ask the how, what, and why, and how, and what, and where, and the who. Now they ask all these three together. That means they are asking the what, the where, and the who. This means they are asking philosophical meanings. This means they are asking higher evolution of how all these things tie together. What really is the game here? They are asking in the ninth house. Ninth house is Sagittarius. So they are seeking higher meaning. They are seeking higher philosophy of life. Who do I stand for? What am I all about? And they are gaining wisdom in the process. In the 10th house, the Aries ascendant has Rajas as Artha. It has Rajasic quality and Artha. 10th house is Capricorn. So what are they standing for here? They're asking the questions, the how, the what, and the where. That means career, job, business. How do I do this thing? What do I do in my career or job? And where do I do it? So these three questions by the Aries ascendant is being answered in their 10th house of career. In the 11th house, the Aries ascendant has Sattva and Kama, meaning they are learning the higher evolution of desire. 11th house is of Aquarius, which is for communities. So house of gains, material gains. Look up the house meanings that I have put in little before in this video. So Sattva and Kama, so they are asking the questions, the for what, as in fulfillment on earth, your earthly incarnation, you need to fulfill certain desires. Everybody does, you and I included. So that's what they're looking for as gains and connections, which comes in their 11th house. In the last house of the Aries ascendant is Tamas and Moksha, meaning they're looking to ground the liberation. The question, the last of the Moksha houses asks the question, why me? We all ask the question, why me, very early in life? Why is this only happening to me? Why not others? So the real why me for the individual is answered in the 12th house, which means it's embracing liberation from ego. That's the final point of Moksha. That means everything is one and the same. Let it be you, let it be others. That liberation, that emancipation is sought by the Aries ascendant in the 12th house of the spirituality. Now, which planets' points are placed, how, and other things we'll come to in later videos. Keep watching for the other ones, other ascendants as well.